If you've been around Sonoma County for the last 3 weeks or so, you've heard the current interest and scuttlebutt about the closure of Worth Our Wait. If you've been around here for the last several years, you've heard about the amazing efforts of our next guest with regard to Worth Our Wait. Evelyn Cheatham is here. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Thanks. Happy to see you again.
Oh, thank you.
And so, of course, once the announcement was made that Worth Our Wait, the culinary program for at-risk kids, was going to close its doors, all of a sudden everybody came up from out of the woodworks and every other corner to say, hold on, hold the phone for a minute. This is a great program. What can we do to help secure its future? And I know you're not a Facebook girl, but you may not have seen the outrageous support that has reared up in your favor and in your support, but believe me, it has.
I might have to take a look at Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with Facebook is once you get started, you say, I'm going to look for like 10 minutes, I'm going to look at this for 15 minutes, and then 3 hours later, you're still there.
Yeah, but you're so busy, I would find it difficult to believe you would do that. But it's amazing. It is truly amazing.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, you really should.
I'm going to check it out.
Maybe we can do kind of a compilation for you to look at.
Okay.
But a lot of supporters and people have called us here at KSRO to get in touch with you and say, what can we do to help?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Talk about the official why of closing the doors.
It's a couple of things. After the fires, you know, we just had no customers, and you just can't really make it without customers.
Yeah.
And it's been an uphill fight, really, to get customers in, and it still hasn't gone back to what it was a year ago. And that's how, you know, we're only open one day a week, so that's how
you got to make it a good Sunday,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And then the other side, the kids left. You know, the kids left during the fires, and nobody came back. We have one apprentice right now, and he's been. I mean, he's wonderful, and he's learned a lot, and we're going to launch him into the world of food, and he's doing really well, but I never spoke about it in the singular before. You know, it's usually about 12 kids.
12 kids.
Yeah.
In the program.
Yep. And the fires started, and the third day of the fires, the kids were all there, and they looked at me, and they said, we can't do this. This is too scary. We got to go.
Yeah.
And they went far.
Yeah.
And none have come back.
They just scattered.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We understand that.
Yeah, and it was fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the loss of security. They felt very secure in the program and as part of it. And when the fires happened, it freaked them out.
What about incoming potentials? You haven't been seeing a lot of that?
No.
New kids?
Because the population has changed. We have these teenagers that say they don't, why do they have to work 5 days a week when they should really work 3.5 and party? And it sounds almost mean and stupid, but you have no idea how many kids tell me that they're not going to work 5 days a week. That's ridiculous. They'd rather hang out.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that they do.
Whatever it is that they, we're probably better off not knowing exactly
right.
what that is every
right.
minute of every day. But so it's a combination of those two things.
Yes, yes.
So
and those are major.
What does and we'll talk before we let you go. We'll talk about the upcoming weeks and how you can go out with a bang, basically,
yes, yes.
at Worth Our Wait.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about you, Evelyn, because I know enough about you to know how invested you are in not just food but in this community.
That's right.
So I am curious as to what's next for you.
Well, I don't quite know, and I've been having a lot of fun in my brain thinking about what I want to do, but I'm committed to serving people. I'm committed to that. That's my life. I figured I've gotten this old, and I can really reach out and help a population in some way. That's all I really want to do is be of service. And the homeless issue has gotten my attention for a long time now.
Well, yeah, you were part of the solution to that with the Worth Our Wait program.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Especially with the youngsters. I picked kids up off the street and dragged them into the restaurant. And so I have. I mean, you know, there's a kid sleeping in front of Lucky's, and the Lucky staff kept saying, you can't sleep here. And and I just went over and I dragged him back over to the restaurant, and I said, clean yourself up. I'll give you something to eat. You don't have to stay here, but you need to clean yourself up. And he stayed. And he stayed. And he stayed. And he's cooking in San Francisco at a couple of restaurants, and I couldn't be prouder.
Well, that's the kind of difference we can only hope to make, one person at a time.
Yeah.
And I have no doubts that you will find several ways to do that. I would imagine your phone's been ringing, though.
I don't think it has.
Evelyn, you got to get out of that cave you've been living in because really, I mean, the interest and also the appreciation for what you've been able to accomplish at Worth Our Weight. You have some mighty supporters. Guy Fieri's always been a big supporter of yours.
He's wonderful to us. Yeah.
He's supposed to be in town this weekend, too.
Oh, great.
I heard a rumor about.
Oh, that's great.
And Marcy Smothers, good friend of this program.
Yep.
And she's a big supporter of yours, too.
And, she is. She has been. She's a staunch supporter.
Yes, as she should be. And also, you know, we've had folks, listeners come forth and say, what can we do to help? How can we pitch in? And if I were you, I would be taking down the phone numbers of all these people. Because when whatever you decide to specifically get into next,
yes,
those people come in handy then too.
That's true. That's true.
What do you take away from Worth Our Weight?
Being a good mom. That's the best thing. I've been a good mom to all these kids. I love that.
How many kids have been through the program?
We figure about 75 a year. It's been about 11 or 12 years.
Wow.
So we've touched a lot of young people's lives, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And, absolutely.
And their parents as well. We've got kids spread across the country cooking now, and that's wonderful. One of the kids in the first groups that I did is cooking in New York, and he just sent me an email day before yesterday. I'm coming home. Any work you got for me?
You might put him to work, huh?
Yeah.
And let's talk about, Worth Our Weight is still operating.
Yes.
And let's talk about the next couple few weeks for you.
So I've decided to do goodbye brunches. So the next three Sundays is going to be goodbye brunch time. Come over, have brunch, say hello, say goodbye. Just
Are you taking together. Reservations? Because I think you should be taking reservations.
We do take reservations.
Okay.
We do, yeah.
All right, good. So the next three Sundays, including this one.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And that's a great idea because the community would like to celebrate and also, you know, support your efforts and the ideas behind your efforts.
Yes.
To get kids off the street and give them something to do.
Something to do, something worthwhile, something that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. I tell these kids all the time, you don't have to be a chef to learn how to cook, but you do get to learn how to cook and feed yourself, feed your family. And with the boys, I always say, and you know, you can make a nice dish for a girlfriend.
Oh, it's man, that's a way to get a date, isn't it?
It's the way to get a date,
yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot, you know, because the kids say, oh, it costs too much. Well, make a dish. They'll be so impressed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everybody knows that. But it's good that you're still spreading the word. So the next three Sundays, brunch at Worth Our Weight. And give us a phone number for people who want to make reservations.
707-544-1200. That's Worth Our Weight.
544-1200. And how many people can you seat on a Sunday?
Oh, you know, in past years, we've gone up to about 140, 150 people over
All right.
the course of the day. Yes.
Well, let's load that place up
for
the next three Sundays.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Wouldn't it be great?
It would.
Yeah, I think the community is up for it. That's for sure. You'll be seeing me over there
for
sure.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Can't wait. And it is Worth Our Weight. It has been just an extraordinary part of our community, Evelyn, and also a great example of what one person can do.
That's right. That's right. One person can do a lot.
Yeah.
Each one of us can do a whole lot.
So when you figure out what your next move is going to be, or moves, because I have a feeling there's going to be more than one, let us know about it so we can let the community know about it.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you on behalf of our community.
Thank you.
For being such an important part of it. Worth Our Weight, open for brunch the next three Sundays. We'll keep reminding you of that right here on KSRO. Thanks, Evelyn.
Thanks a lot.
See you soon.